Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-afternoon prayer using the complimentary psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Soul is thirsting for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for you. My soul is thirsting for you, my God. For God, the living God. My soul.
The Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy.
The Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy.
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs.
The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we were glad."
Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap.
They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy.
May the Lord build our house and watch over our city.
May the Lord build our house and watch over our city.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May the Lord build our house and watch over our city.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Oh, blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways.
By the labor of your hand you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table.
Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem.
On Israel, peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Philippians. My brothers, your thoughts should be wholly directed to all that is true, all that deserves respect, all that is honest, pure, admirable, decent, virtuous, or worthy of praise. Then will the God of peace be with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I delight to praise you, O God, my King.
Throughout eternity, I will bless you.
Lord, make the peace we pray for a reality. May we live our days in quiet joy, and with the help of the Virgin Mary's prayers, safely reach your kingdom. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.